Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. Today, we're going to take phone calls, voicemails, since this is not a live show where we don't take phone calls. We used to when we used to do the Talking Metal live show, but I guess you could say things have been downsized since those days and we're unable to do the Talking Metal live show in a studio in New York like we used to be able to. So, what we have is a voicemail service, and you can leave us messages, and I will listen to those messages and comment on them here on the show. And I appreciate each and every one of you who have left me a message so far. And again, we're going to get to some more of those voicemails today on this episode of Talking Metal. We also have Sammy Lee from the band Red Rain, a band I recently was turned on to. And they're good, the real good stuff by these guys. And we're going to check out some of their music and talk briefly to Sammy Lee from Red Rain. He is the drummer of the band. Yeah, and we're going to hear some music, some new music, some not so new music on the show today. Yeah, let's get it started right now with one of the new tracks that is currently out for KXM, the band that features Doug Pinnick and, of course, George Lynch. We're going to get right into that right now. This is called Scatterbrain. We'll be right back. little new KXM. Scatterbrain was the name of that song. And cool. Yeah, Creator has an album that's not that old out called Gods of Violence. And, you know, the first time I heard this song, I thought the lyrics were kind of funny. And maybe they still are. I don't know. Hard for me to tell if this is these lyrics are serious or a goof or whatever. Regardless of whatever the lyrics are, the song is good, real good. And this song, again, off the latest album by Creator, is called Satan Is Real. by Creator off of the Gods of Violence record here on Talking Metal. Personally, I don't believe Satan is real, but to each his own. If you believe Satan is real, then I guess watch out for him, because he's evil, right? Okay. We got a lot of music coming up on today's show. We got phone calls from you guys, the listeners, voicemails from you guys, the listeners. So stay tuned for those. And of course, Jerry from Long Island, who checks in on every voicemail edition, every episode where we play voicemails from you guys. He, of course, will be present in this episode. So stay tuned for Jerry from Long Island, along with a few other you guys. Cool. But right now, let's get into a little Red Rain. Again, this is a great band. I'm really digging their kind of traditional hard rock sound, and I recommend checking them out. We're going to have them linked through today's show notes on talkingmetal.com. This song is called Not That Way, and right after this song, we will hear from Sammy Lee from Red Rain for a very short interview. So stay tuned for that. Here we go. Red Rain, Not That Way. Hey, it's Mark Striegel from Talking Metal, and that song that we just heard was called Not That Way by the band Red Rain. And checking in with us on the line to kind of give us an introduction to the band, we have Sammy Lee from Red Rain. Sammy, how are you?
Hey, Mark, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you bet. And you are the drummer of the band, correct?
I am the drummer of the band.
Cool. Well, I got to tell you, this EP was suggested to me to check out, and I checked it out, and it's excellent. I mean, it's traditional hard rock done the right way. You guys are doing something that I think is just great, and I'm glad to meet you here today and also introduce you to the Talking Metal listeners. Just as somebody who doesn't really know much about you guys, can you give me just a little, like, two-minute history on the band?
Sure, be happy to. And by the way, thanks for the nice words on the EP.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
We are a band out of Richmond, Virginia. The singer, Bubba, and myself have been playing in band since 1999. Wow. We formed the band about almost close to 4 years, just Bubba and I. It was started out as a concept that we had was to play all original music, which we had played in other bands, but we decided to do 100% original music. Shortly after we had this concept down, we brought in our bass player, Larry Moore, and got things going, started writing, and played a couple shows. And then we brought in our fourth member to complete the band, which was Stevie Shred, about a year and a half ago, right before we started the recording process for the new EP.
Okay.
And that's how it started.
Cool. So there was a full-length record, The Chasing Shadows, now that came back out in 2014. You followed that up with this new great EP, which we're going to have linked through today's show notes on talkingmetal.com. It's also on Spotify, I noticed. It seems to be all over, actually. And let's talk about this EP.
Okay.
When did it actually come out, in 2016?
So we did a release party December 2nd in 2016.
It is
brand new. Let me back up a little bit. We did put out a CD, full length CD, about almost 3 years ago called Chasing Shadows.
Right. Yes.
So what we did there, though, was once we had and I'm not going to go through the whole timeline, but we eventually signed with Chipster PR, which is Chip Ruggieri and his group, which, wonderful man. And what we did is, we then hooked up with David Ivory, who was a producer who produced Hailstorm, and worked with The Roots. He's a Grammy-nominated award producer. And what we did is we took the five songs that we thought were radio-friendly, kind of hit, kind of melodic, heavy, a little bit for everybody. And so we reworked some of the songs, those five songs, which are now on this EP.
Oh, okay.
Which is the Red Rain EP. So that's how it all came out. And so we took five and we reworked them, rewrote some words, added parts, took out parts, and is the product of what you hear now.
Now, you mentioned David Ivory doing production with you guys, producing. Where is he based out of? I mean, did you have to go to LA or something to work with him?
We did not. It's an interesting story. So he's up in up towards the Philly area.
Oh, okay.
He's out in Pennsylvania. So what we had to do is without not getting into too much, but David listened to the stuff, liked it, but said, "Hey, look, we've got to tighten these up, rearrange them a little bit." So we did what's called pre-production for a few months, and we all have jobs here, so we take a day off, preferably a Thursday or Friday, and we get in a van at 6 a.m. and we drive 4 hours up to David's place.
Wow.
Unload the van, say hello, play in the studio for 3 or 4 hours, get back in the van and drive home.
Nice.
the life of a so-called, musician,
Yeah.
But it was great. It was a great learning experience. I know for me personally, I think I speak for the band as well, but for me personally, a great experience to work with a guy like that. So much knowledge. Listen to the song, goes, "Hey, that's great, but try this," like right off the bat, try this, and it flows better, made the songs flow better.
Very cool. And this was obviously an EP. Do you think we can expect a full length from you guys at some point soon?
Well, we hope so. We've actually, believe it or not, before we started getting involved with Chip and David, we were writing anyway. So we have about six or seven songs now that we have, I'd say 99.9% completed. David actually heard some of the rough drafts, so, you know, liked them. But we haven't really, you know, we've worked them our way and haven't really gotten to that producer mode yet.
Right.
Really, right now, what we're focused on is getting the EP out, getting the name out, you know, getting people to sort of know who we are, and, you know, build a fan base, you know, to build it bigger than what it is now, to just keep building, you know, like a house, just one brick at a time. And that's what we're doing right now. That's our main focus.
Cool. And you played a gig fairly recently with the one and only Lita Ford. How'd that go?
Well, we did, and so I was going to get into it, but so that went really well, first of all, and what a wonderful person. We met her, and wonderful, and her band was great. I mean, the whole you know, person from beginning to end they were great, the people. But that coincided with our CD release party. We waited. We had known that the CD was kind of ready about a month or two before, but we had known we were going to do the show, so we held off. So that night we played, which was December 2nd, we played with Lita, and that's when we released the EP. But cool. Had a great show. Wonderful person.
Cool. And tour dates? I mean, I know it's always tough for independent bands to get out there and tour city to city, but is that something you guys are hoping to do or planning to do?
Well, you know, that's obviously that's what we'd love to do. You know, it's a little harder. Yeah, I mean, as sure. You know, you're in the music business, and you know how hard it is to, you know, unfortunately we do have jobs, you know, and so the goal is to play more shows. I don't know if we could go, like, you know, drop what we're doing and do a, you know, an 8-month tour, you know, and unfortunately, you know, it's not about the money, but, you know, when you have a family, you know, you do have to provide. So, but we are looking for shows. We, you know, Chip, we have some things that we think we have lined up. Nothing set in stone yet. But, yeah, the goal is to play as many shows as we can, again, to keep the name going, to get people, introduce people to us, and the people who have heard us to come see us, and you know, just keep this machine rolling. That's the plan right now. But yes, we would like to eventually tour. That would be something we love. We love playing originals. We love playing as a band. We love being on stage, and I think it shows when you see one of our shows.
Absolutely, definitely. And the EP, again, it's self-titled. Red Rain is the band. Red Rain is the EP. There's even a song called Red Rain on the EP, which is... I was trying to think. There was a lot of... Iron Maiden had a song called Iron Maiden. Black Sabbath had a song called Black Sabbath. I know there's others, too. I just can't think of it off the top of my head. But Red Rain.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
Well, this was not, I will tell you, that's not intentional. I'll tell you that right now. That was not intentional.
Right.
I will tell you, the song came
with
the band name.
Oh, did it? Okay. So, that's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Cool. And where's the best place people can get in touch with you guys online?
Okay, great. Thanks. It's, so the band website is, www.redrain, and that's REIGN. So redrainband.com. They can find us on Facebook, same thing, Red Rain Band on Facebook. We are on Twitter, at Red Rain Band. And then as far as download the music, I believe we're on every downloadable site out there. We're on iTunes and Google and Amazon, iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways to get in touch with us.
Excellent. Cool. Sammy, thanks so much, and best of luck to you and the band. We... hope we can see you live at some point. We'd love to see you up in the New Jersey, New York area. That would be amazing.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and help us spread the word. And I just hope everybody takes a listen and likes what they hear. So far, it's been pretty good. So I'd like to keep the train rolling.
Cool. Well, we heard Not That Way earlier. Right now is going to play a little bit of Toxic, if you're cool with that.
That's perfect. I appreciate it. I can't rescue you. You know in your heart our love was dead.
right there. A Little Toxic by the band Red Rain. Big thanks to Sammy Lee for joining us here on this edition of Talking Metal. Again, we'll have all their info in today's show notes on talkingmetal.com. If you haven't been to the site for a while, check it out. We've added some updates and whatnot to the site. We're doing a thing called On This Day, where just about every day you can go to talkingmetal.com and see a kind of historic event, or maybe not so historic event, that happened to a hard rock or heavy metal artist on that exact day, maybe a year before, maybe 40 years before. So you can check out that. We have the news section, where we just don't repeat what Blabbermouth and Brave Words have up. We kind of try to do original news, put our own spin on things. And of course, we have Mitch LaFon's podcast. We have Metal Raps, the podcast I do with Mitch LaFon and Mitch Joel. We have Talking Metal. So check it out, guys. TalkingMetal.com. And bookmark it on your computer and go there frequently for constant updates. Literally, it's being updated every single day. All right, on that note. Also, one other thing about the site. We have the comments section. Comments? Fucking can't talk tonight. Comments section is now opened. So please leave us a comment. It's starting to pick up a little bit, but the comments stuff hasn't really been catching on yet. And I think that's because I had it closed for many, many years, but it's now opened. And we'd love to get you guys involved in conversation right on the Talking Metal website. So check that out. All right, cool. So let's get to some calls. Here we go. Calls, voicemails.
Mark, just heard the news.
Jerry.
Iron Maiden and Ghost at Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
Yes.
I will be there. Please play I Believe from Ghost. Thanks, dude.
Cool. That was, if you didn't recognize his voice by this time, I think he's been on again every episode where we play voicemails. That is Jerry from Long Island, if I'm not mistaken. Jerry, it's always great to hear from you. And I am going to the Jersey show. You know, Brooklyn, if you looked at it on a map, it looks like it's really close to where I live, but it always takes me well over an hour, sometimes 90 minutes to get out there. I may go to that show too, because it's not at the same time as the Newark show. It's like a month later or something, right? At least. I think it's over a month later. So I might get out there. I am absolutely going to the Newark, New Jersey show, 15 minutes from my house. Ghost is opening. I'm completely psyched. Should be interesting to see how the Maiden crowd reacts to Ghost, as not all metalheads like Ghost, and I've met some non-metalheads who do like Ghost. So yeah, should be interesting. I love Ghost, as you know, and I love this song that you requested, Jerry from Long Island. I Believe.
And I believe that you could be what I need to believe. I believe. Oh, it just keeps coming round again. It just keeps coming round again. Conclusion I need is easily reached with you. You have given me all, and there's nothing left to do. And I believe that you could be what I need. You
was I Believe by Ghost. That song is a cover. I'm not exactly sure who does the original, but I do know it's a cover. So there you go. And be sure to catch Iron Maiden and Ghost on tour together this summer when they come through your area. At least that if you, that's assuming you live in the United States or North America, I guess it is. All right, cool. And give me a call, guys. Give us a call and leave your voicemail so I can play it in an upcoming episode. 973-757-1917 is the number. And we're getting calls from all over the world. It's so great to hear from the international crowd. It blows me away. It really does. You guys are so great. And these voicemails are just, it's nice to hear your voice and hear what you guys are up to and where you are. And here's another one right now. Let's check it out.
Hi, Mark. This is John Turner from the UK, but I'm calling you from Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates.
Wow.
I listen to the show when I'm driving to work. I have to drive out to the oil refinery area, so I have a 250K drive, and Talking Metal keeps me company along with other podcasts, so thanks very much for that.
Thank you.
Because I drive out to the desert, how about a desert rock special?
Yes, of course.
Or a couple of desert rock tunes that will help me as I look out the window at the nothingness. Right, keep it up, and I'll do it again. Another voicemail some other time. Take care.
John, so great to meet you, and it blows me away. Like I said, all the different people in all the different parts of the world listening to this. So amazing stuff. And I have this vision of you driving your car through the deserts out to the oil refineries there. So great stuff. And Abu Dhabi, right? Yeah, wow, crazy. But from the UK originally, sounds like. So good stuff, John. Nice to meet you. Desert rock. Yeah, of course. I mean, my wife and I were really into like this whole stoner rock type of stuff. You know, a lot of people picture me as this glam metal dude who's into that stuff. But truth be known, I'm into anything hard, heavy, even anything really with like a distorted guitar. I'm there. I don't care if it's Poison. I don't care if it's fucking Caius. I don't care. Alice in Chains, Metallica, Pantera. You know, I'm all over all these different bands. And having said that, let's get into what is almost Caius. This isn't quite Caius. I mean, Caius, to me, one of the definitive desert rock bands, right? But this is not Caius, but it's close. It's basically three members of the band Caius minus Josh. It's Vista Chino. And the album that this comes off of is called Peace. They've only done one record as far as I know. And it came out not that long ago. Like, it was post Caius Lives. If you remember, they went out on the road without Josh and they called it Caius Lives. I saw that tour twice. And then after that, they at some point put out a record, but they couldn't call it Caius Lives. So they called it Vista Chino. And it's a good record. It's a good record. And it has that classic Caius sound. I mean, so close to sounding Caius sounding. Anyways, this is Dargana Dragana by Vista Chino off the Peace record. Little desert rock for John. Okay, so great hanging with you guys today, spinning music, chatting. Remember to do all the things that support what we do here. Leave us a review on iTunes, like our Facebook page, go check out our YouTube page. It's youtube.com/talkingmetal. Watch a couple videos there. Let the commercials play out at the beginning of the video. Send me a PayPal donation. My PayPal account is striglmark@gmail.com. That is striglmark@gmail.com. Use our Amazon links. And let's check out another voicemail here on Talking Metal.
Hey, Mark, this is Gene from the Twin Cities, Minnesota. Just listening to the new Overkill. I thought I'd drop you a line. I've been meaning to call for a long time, but just, you know, it's always one of those things you kind of get put in the back of your mind and it keeps getting put off. And I listened to your show this week and I thought, man, while I was working, and I just thought, this, you guys, you and Emily and occasionally John, and Victor and all the other people that have helped throughout the years, just kind of helped get me through the work day and or while I'm working around the house. So I thought I just want to drop you a line and say thanks for the years and years of all you guys have been doing and all the stuff that your guys are about to do. Emily, I think she really kicks ass. She seems like she's just a natural at this whole thing, and I love her energy. So I'm stoked to hear more of what she can bring to the show.
Yeah, me too.
And more of her interviews. I just want to say, man, keep it up. And I guess I'll throw a request out there while I'm at it. I was a band that you turned me on to. It's actually a guy, Dave Reffitt. The time, he was going under the band name Shredding the Envelope. I would say the song Caravan of Cannibals, that was the one you had played, and that's what turned me on. But there's so much good stuff on there. So if you've got a choice that you'd like, maybe something with Michelangelo Badio on it, give that one a spin. I mean, there's so much good stuff on there. But thanks again, Mark, and keep up the good work, brother.
Wow, cool. Great request. I was thinking when you first started talking, I think it's Gene, right? I was thinking, or was it James? I think it was Gene. I was thinking we should play the new Overkill, but yeah, Dave's a great guy and great guitar player. And yeah, I can't remember. I see his stuff on Facebook. I think, is he like living in Japan now or something? I'm not even sure. I know, wasn't he from Boston? I'm trying to remember. But anyways, yeah, he's a great guy. And yeah, let's get into his music right now. Absolutely.
Oh,
a little Shredding the Envelope. And that song right there features George Lynch on guitar, a second George Lynch song of the episode. He's the special guest on that song. Again, Shredding the Envelope, and the song was Caravan of Cannibals, as requested by Gene. And that was a great record. Thank you for reminding me about it. I just actually added it to my playlists on Spotify. So it is up on Spotify. Just search Shredding the Envelope and you'll be hit with a bunch of great stuff. Excellent, excellent record. And Joe Stump was on that, if I remember correctly. Michelangelo Badio, George Lynch. Can't remember if there were any other guest stars, but that was a great record. Dave did a great job with it, and he's a great guitar player. Absolutely. Cool, cool. So I guess we'll end things, and, you know, you mentioned that new Overkill record, so why don't we get into something off of that? I'm going to see these guys. You know, the concert calendar has been kind of dry for me in January and February. I don't know about you guys. You know, I know that they're not metal, but I'm a little bummed I missed the Chili Peppers, because one of the bands that I've always liked. Like, I've liked them since I was in high school. That's how long these guys have been around. And they did Madison Square Garden. I missed that. And my brother, his wife, and my nephew are at their show tonight in Philadelphia. So kind of wish I would have went to that, because my wife and I, we usually go to, like, two or three shows a month, and nothing, I don't think, in January. We went and hung with Don Jameson and watched some local bands play, but no real concerts. Don was hosting a night of local bands close to us here in Jersey. So we did that, but that's about it as far as live music goes. But March 11th, I believe it is, Overkill in New Jersey. Cannot wait to see Bobby Blitz and the boys just fucking tear the house down. They're always so good live. The new record, The Grinding Wheel, is excellent, excellent stuff. I highly recommend you check it out. And keep in touch, guys. I'm on Twitter. Got two Twitter accounts. One is Talking Metal. The other is just Striegel. We're on Snapchat now. The Snapchat username is Talking Metal for You. That's the numeral 4 and the letter U. And where else we're on Facebook, of course, and we were everywhere, really. So connect with us on the social media platforms, Instagram or whatever. You'll find us. Just go to your favorite social media spot and connect with Talking Metal there. And on that note, this is Bobby Blitz and the Overkill Boys. This particular song is the second song on the record. It's called Goddamn Trouble, here on Talking Metal.